7 after the hour.
You're such a pretty singer.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Somebody asked me recently what it is that I'm trying to do here.
I ask you that every day.
Well, actually, somebody who ran a radio station in Baltimore a number of years ago listened to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It was before Jennifer was here, Roberta was around, and I think Richie was around. But I wasn't doing the same sort of broadcast, the more solutions-oriented radio program that I'm doing now that hopefully is timely and useful and relevant and fun. I'm on the air for 6 hours every day. So when it gets started at 4 o'clock, the program is a sort of tribute, if you will. It's called a countdown show, 2 hours, that are focused on one or two or three of the hot items, the
what
top
people
10.
Are talking about.
Items people are talking about on issue-oriented so-called news talk radio stations, and most of that stuff is political. And I tend to be extraordinarily strident and dramatic when I talk about the issues of the day because I have very strong opinions. And I don't believe, and over the years my experience has proven to be correct, that people in the morning want to be hit over the head with all of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Some people do. Some people want to hear politics all the time. That's all they want to have discussed. I remember when Nancy Skinner was a part of this program, her mother would listen to it because she was so driven or drawn to politics. That's all she wanted to listen to on the radio was politics. But I think after a while, it's just too much. And you don't get out of it anything. It's sort of like listening to the same song. I remember when I was a disc jockey, once in a while the boss would yell at me if there was a song I really liked. It was in the days before everything was formatted to the nth degree. Like now, the people who are announcers, they're not disc jockeys, the announcers are reading from a script, whether it's the promo for the radio station or it's whatever the last song was, and you hear some phony on the air say, well, Fred's up next and he's got this, that, or the other thing. Fred doesn't know until he stumbles into the studio from his drunken stupor last night what's there. He didn't choose it. The program director didn't either. A computer chose the music. Most of the, if not all, pretty much not every single station in the world, but I would bet 94-95% of all of the music stations are playing music that's programmed by a computer. They have the format decided, which is adult contemporary, if you will, rhythm and blues, oldies, classic hits, whatever it is. That is all stuff that's programmed now by a computer. So the personality doesn't have to be anything other than, and the truth be told, most of the stations outside of the top 10, and most stations even in the top 10 outside of morning and afternoon drive, have what they call a tracker. The announcer may not even be in the city. He is using a system which allows him, if he has a good radio voice, to take information that's given to him by producers back in the home city, and they voice track the radio program. So if you have somebody, and I was talking about Delilah, and that's how she does her show, it's all voice track. Somebody, they call on the phone, take the calls, and then they put them together, various songs, and they play them whenever they could. It could be the call you hear tonight was done a year ago. Who knows? And in terms of the music stations, the reason the music stations have lost so much ground is because they don't get what the public is trying to tell them. The public would like to have either the purest form of music without interruption or a really good personality like existed in the days when the Universal Cousin Brucey, and even when Dimas was doing, we were talking about Imus earlier on the program and McCord leaving, but Imus was a pretty interesting character doing morning radio. He had a lot of different bits and stuff before he got angry and, you know, stupid. I say that in a kind of a loving way because he does stuff that isn't, I don't know, it's kind of really him, but he was very clever. When you were working with him, Roberta, he mm-hmm. did wonderful bits.
There
were
yes.
things that
yes.
came, his characterizations and the characters themselves that he created from various parts of the country. They're just really good, fun radio stuff that's all kind of dried up. The guys who were around when I was a kid growing up, the people that I used as heroes that were clever on the air, that had something to say, that really, you listen to him and say, mm-hmm. Did he just say that? And it wasn't predictable and formulaic. Anyway, I'm saying all that because as people ask me about this program, I guess in a sense it's a throwback in part to the good old days of radio when people were encouraged to say what they were thinking and have fun with it. So anyway, as I was profiling what happens here, first couple of hours are about the news talk stuff, and it's aimed at helping the stations perhaps warm up to their own local morning program, which would start after I did those 2 hours. If you stay with me, the focus changes completely when Jennifer comes on and then Roberta comes on and Rich is on. And the first hour may be us having fun with some of the serious issues, and we may not have much fun at all. It just is a reworking of issues that are not political. Like the Bin Laden thing isn't really political. The political stations can try to make it political,
but it really isn't. Right, everybody's talking
about it. Right, everybody is talking about it. And then what else is everybody talking about? Or what has been missed by all those talking heads that is important? For example, I don't think you'll hear anywhere else today a discussion of the facts that appeared over the weekend from the city of Detroit, where half, and you didn't hear this either, Roberta, earlier mm-hmm. on, I was talking about it because before you came on, half of the population of Detroit, half of the adult population of Detroit is not capable of reading or writing.
Half?
Half. Mm-hmm.
Is that possible?
Half. How 240-some-odd thousand people are basically illiterate.
So
Detroit.
Functionally illiterate.
Functionally
they can do
illiterate.
Basic reading and writing. They can see what a stop
no.
sign.
Well,
or,
yeah, that sort of thing they can. But
they
can't
process
read. No.
Read and process
no.
information.
No.
Or balance.
And most
checkbook.
Of them have a high school diploma. So you tell
oh,
me how that
goodness.
Serves the
Bad,
country.
Isn't it?
Half of Detroit is functionally illiterate.
Illiterate. Yeah.
In this country?
How is that possible? How does a country like ours stay competitive? We moan That's, and groan about all the jobs going offshore. I bet you go to Beijing or Shanghai, you're not going to find half of the people illiterate and not able to function right. It's not going to happen. In other progressive cities around the world or other progressive countries, it's not going to happen. But yet it happens. We have tolerated. We let that happen in our country. Why so many other things are slipping through the cracks. Incredible reality. So that's the kind of stuff that we might talk about. And then later on, it kind of lightens up. Roberta gets here. We do the Queen of Cheap. We talk about some of the things that are of little interest or import. Well, once you hear the story, they're of interest, but they're not much of import. But usually, and then we have our health and our wellness things and what things you need to know to understand what's going on in the world, things that will help you, various angles on stories or information that I want to pass along to you in an entertaining way. And then we boil it down. Sometimes we go as far as getting to gossip.
Love the gossip.
Through the course of the program, it just melts further on and sort of lacks a, not a direction or a focus, but lacks things that are important. By the end of the program, we do things that are not necessarily...
The stuff I like. Anyway.
Yeah, right. Jennifer's stuff. So we're going to get to some gossip, including rumors about Lindsay Lohan coming up in a few moments. 16 past the hour. Lumitone is a way for you to use this new product. Lumitone has, the folks that make Lumitone, has a way to... it has a way. It's singular. Lumitone is singular. Lumitone has a way. I'm just trying to credentialize all of this, Roberta, so people will not criticize me for the correct or incorrect use of my grammar. The thing I'm trying to get across to you folks is that Lumitone is a product that is so advanced, so ahead of its time, that is so good, it is like an instant fix for the age-related things that are happening to your eyes, the redness, the bags, the dark circles. Pay attention, please, to a phone number, 800-894-3302. Call that number right now and get a free jar of Lumitone. When you get it, open it up, rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes, and look at the dark circles instantly begin to dissipate. Just seconds, bright and refreshed. And it doesn't stop there either. Lumertone has a breakthrough peptide that will ease the appearance of your puffiness and bags. So if you want all of this, your eyes to look much better, look younger and refreshed, it's easy as calling 800-894-3302. You'll love it. You'll get on it. You'll be telling other people about it. And the first bottle is free. Pay shipping and handling on Lumertone at 800-894-3302.
Every one of us has felt a nurse's caring and healing touch, but few of us take the time to honor them. May 6th through 12th is National Nurses Week, the perfect time to show a nurse your appreciation. The Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future recently partnered with the Urban Zen Integrative Therapy Program, founded by fashion designer and philanthropist Donna Karan, to help nurses focus on their own well-being and personal health, reduce stress, and prolong their careers. Here is Donna Karan.
During his hospital stay, my late husband told me, always take care of the nurses. Today, the Campaign for Nursing Future is helping me fulfill his wish. I am so grateful for the scholarship fund that is allowing exceptional nurses to take part in the Urban Zen Integrative Therapy Program. I hope everyone will thank a nurse, not only during this week, but always.
Thank a nurse during National Nurses Week in person and on Facebook at Nursing Notes by J&J.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have everything I need to keep my family healthy. Now they have price cuts to keep my savings healthy, too. Just look for the yellow price cut signs to save big on hundreds of items you need.
Side effects of price cuts include the condition known as smiling, laughing, and dancing in the aisles.
Happy Feet, coming through.
This week, get Kellogg's cereal for $1.97 and Allegra Allergy 30 counts for only $17.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Are you suffering from back arthritis or muscle pain? Here's something that can help. Salonpas Pain Relief Patch, a clinically proven pain-fighting patch. Salonpas has two powerful medicines that go to work right at the site of your pain for up to 12 hours of relief. As a special offer to Good Day listeners, you can get your free sample of Salonpas by going to drkenshow.com and clicking on the Salonpas button. Or if you're looking for relief right now, stop by your local Walgreens store and pick up a 5-count box. Stop the pain right at the site with Salonpas. Order a free sample today. Go to drkenshow.com. Salonpas. Please use as directed.
All right, so the story that's the biggest of all the stories today.
Biggest of
big. Is it about Lindsay Lohan? Is it about Charlie Sheen? Is it about the people in Rome? Actually, there's a story at DougStephan.com today, Roberta. Uh-huh. This is not gossip. I don't think it is anyway. There's a predicted earthquake supposed to happen on Wednesday.
This Wednesday?
Yeah, and the people
where?
At Rome, check it out, Roberta, at Doug Stephan.
Oh, I'll have to look at this.
.com. 21 past the hour now, and good day.
Prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at BackyardFoodProduction.com. Again, that's BackyardFoodProduction.com.
This is your call to action, America. It's time to get prepared. Food prices, fuel prices, dollar collapse, earthquakes, tornadoes, nuclear meltdown. Where's your plan? Get one at the Get Prepared Expo in Springfield, Missouri, May 14th and 15th, downtown at the Expo Center. Learn about survival economics, gold, silver, emergency food, water filtration, solar and wind power, heirloom seeds and gardening, how to prepare and defend your home, and hear from John Moore as he speaks about global warming and what the government isn't telling you. Joyce Riley's seminar about what we will do when there is no medicine. Plus, meet the 2012 candidate for President of the United States. All this and much more at the Get Prepared Expo, May 14th and 15th in Springfield, Missouri, for the low admission price of only $7. Get details now at GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. GetPreparedExpo.com. Sponsored by GCN and Midas Resources.
Leg.
Hey, Jonathan in Berkeley, California. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I want to congratulate you guys on being able to appeal to such a broad audience because actually I'm a hip-hop producer over here, you know, in the Bay Area. I'm only 22, but something about your show.
I am hip, and I know how to hop. I don't know what that means. You'll have to explain it to me.
Come join us. Doug Steffens, good day.
All right. Before we get back to the important side of the day, the good news gossip column, time for us to celebrate some birthdays for Monday, the 9th of May. Noki or Nookie? I'm not sure because I never really was sure. One of the guitarists with the Ventures, N-O-K-I-E.
Noki?
Noki.
Noki-nee?
Yeah. One of the members of the Ventures. Number one tunes include Walk, Don't Run, Perfidia, the original theme from Hawaii 5-0. These guys were responsible for that. Guy's 76 today, born in the era of the original emergence, if you will, of guitar. So from 1935 to today, we've done a good job. I like the theme from Hawaii 5-0, which they blended into. You know that the new TV show, the new Hawaii 5-0, it's on Monday nights.
Mm-hmm.
A pretty good show, 10 o'clock Eastern. It has revived a lot of things that we loved about the original show, including the island itself. But that theme, they somehow digitally have enhanced this version of it with the original version of the television theme, which enhanced the... But they didn't have the technology. They had two tracks, and that was it. Now they have, what, 24 tracks? They got computers and digital and all that stuff. So the new Hawaii 5-0 theme isn't really the new theme. It's the same theme, but they've just so worked it through the machinery, Jennifer, that it sounds really amazing. Listen to this. Thank you, Michael. I got the original Ventures magic in here. But they, whatever they did with it, don't you get goosebumps when you hear this theme?
Oh, yeah, it's a great theme.
It really
great
is.
Great theme.
It's a good show. Good concept. They ought to do a movie. All right, anyway, so this is one of those themes, unmistakable, from the very hit the beginning of it again. As soon as you hear the beginning of it, you know what's going on. That's it. That's all you need, right?
That's it.
That's it.
That is it.
It's a great riff.
Yeah, it really is. And then this. There it is. Ah, how little it takes to amuse us. Next up on the birthday list, let's see, Sonny Curtis, guitarist with Buddy Holly, 74 today. My Little Girl. Also, today is Glenda Jackson's birthday, the Academy Award-winning actress. We have Albert Finney, the actor, born in the state in 1936. Happy birthday to him. James L. Brooks, the Emmy Award-winning writer. Ralph Boston, the track and field guy. Pete Burrell, who is originally with Freddie and the Dreamers. Mersey Group, 70 today, born in the state, 1941.
I love this stuff.
Yeah, this is great stuff. I'm telling you now, you were made for me. I understand. Three of the big tunes from Freddie and the Dreamers. Tommy Rowe, born this date, 1942. Let's see here. Hooray for Hazel Dizzy. jam-up jelly type. Remember that, Roberta?
Mm.
Yeah. Happy birthday to him on his 69th birthday. Don Daneman, guitarist for The Circle. Man, I'll be playing this stuff all day long here.
You know who wrote this?
No.
Paul Simon.
Really?
Yep.
That's very good information. Thank you. Richie Furay, guitarist with Poco.
Why I know that, I don't know. I just know it.
Okay.
Candice Bergen's birthday is today. She's 65.
Still looking good.
Right. Shirley Schmidt on Boston Legal. Clint Holmes, 65 today. And Billy Joel is 62 among the birthday celebrants. Happy birthday.
It's time for a swim.
The chances of actually being attacked by a great white shark are very remote. And during the whole making of the movie Jaws, Spielberg and company never saw a shark.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Spielberg wanted to film his mechanical shark in the ocean.
The mechanical shark, who was named Bruce after Spielberg's lawyer.
Stephen Chouhet, author of the book Hollywood Stories.
Because that way you could turn the camera entirely around.
Soon, the only thing being gobbled up was cash.
He did great in freshwater, Universal Studios, but when they took it out into saltwater, Martha's Vineyard, it sunk like a stone.
And where's Bruce now? He has his own Facebook page.
And Spielberg was constantly thinking that whenever a Universal Studios executive would fly over to the island and inspect the progress of the movie, he was going to get fired.
That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you now watch instantly with Netflix?
Oh, unlimited TV episodes?
Correct.
Watch
unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump-outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Now, 33 minutes after the hour, you cannot have the success you seek without a certain amount of failure. It's just what teaches you about life. Any experience can be transformative. That's a word that I got from our friend Valerie Geller. I think she started using it. Mm-hmm. Transformative. I don't know that I ever used it before. It's a pretty good word, though, isn't it?
It's a good word.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Makes you feel good. Descriptive.
Transformative, exactly. Transformative. So what's in your life that will transform you into somebody or something else? Because it happens. Sometimes not every day, although I think there are things going on every day that are transformative, but you just don't know them. And then there's a collective sense that all of a sudden things change and they don't really. Kind of reminds me of somebody who's been a success for a long time or worked hard to get to a point, and then all of a sudden he or she achieves a success. An overnight success. And you find that's foolishness. It isn't overnight at all. Somebody's been working hard. I think, to a certain extent, Ryan Seacrest is a fairly good example of that. People, even though the guy was in his, late 20s, early 30s, he's in his late 30s now, I think, isn't he?
He's 34 or 35.
Okay. So when he was in his late 20s, so how long has American Idol been on? 7, 8 years?
10 years.
Ten years.
So here's a kid in his mid-20s.
He started in radio at like 15 or 16.
He was 17 when he got his first job, big job, at a radio station in Atlanta. By the time he was 19 or 20, he'd set a course, became the host of an afternoon show at 21 in Los Angeles, if I'm not mistaken. He wanted, in his mind, as a kid growing up, he recognized, he and his mother, what it was that was necessary to be successful in his field. He wanted to be just like Dick Clark. So he's done everything in his mind. He's obviously, maybe he's written it all down. Who knows? Maybe he's a Scientologist.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what happened. But whatever, the adversities that may have come in front of him, and you don't know about the adversities, you know about the successes and how he has overcome them or just worked along, maybe joined the flow, but he's smarter than that. He makes things happen. And that's, you know, what makes life different. We all can't be successful in the way that is measured by, let's say, what Ryan does. Wouldn't it be great if we all were? Because then there'd be that much more abundance. Because let's face it, there is no limit to abundance. There's nothing anywhere that says we can't all be very fortunate financially, health-wise, in love, whatever it is. But most people today measure success by money.
Mm-hmm.
And money becomes the root of all evil, but the opportunity is there. There's nothing that says in any of the wisdom that I've ever read from any great philosopher that I've paid any attention to, the so-called vow of poverty that you hear associated with Mahatma Gandhi, maybe, or others who have been either contemporary or close to contemporary philosophers, spiritualists, they may have taken a vow of poverty because that was their decision, But they didn't ever say you ought not to be or have abundance. You ought not to be rich, because there are many ways of measuring that which is rich. What is richness? Richness, in other words, I'm not saying your richness, that's McFadden, but your ability to make money can happen as a result of all the other stars being in alignment. There's nothing about what God ever wrote that I ever heard or saw, or any other major spiritual figure that is connected to God, that said it was bad, with any degree of credibility, that it was bad to be rich. Or to have, there's a difference between being rich and having abundance, I think, don't you think?
Yes,
Roberta?
Absolutely.
I agree.
It's a big difference.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So having abundance can have any number of definitions attached to it. Money is one thing, but it's, again, because we all seem to think that that's the relevant term. If you understand that many times people who are extraordinarily helpful are also extraordinarily rich, and they use their riches for good. And so I think that those people who start life or continue life thinking that they have to make a choice between either being well off in terms of money or being good and giving, they're two separate paths. No, they are not. I don't see it that way at all. I think there's plenty of reason to believe there have been many people who have created vast abundance who have done good with it. You can look at Bill and Melinda Gates, if you want, as an example, maybe, of that. Or I'm talking about Warren Buffett in the same sentence, maybe. There are people who are around. They're perhaps the best examples because they're well-known. But there are plenty of other people, not only in our country but around the world, who have done the same thing or can do and have continued to do the same thing. They create. They're just creative. They create abundance, and they also create good things for others, because that's just what they're about. Now, having said that, I'm interested in looking, as I mentioned, Scientology. Excuse me. John Travolta was supposed to be in a movie with Lindsay Lohan.
Mm-hmm. Right, the Gotti movie.
She dropped out.
Yep.
However, Travolta met Lohan, and according to the National Enquirer this week, he's making it his mission to turn her life around.
Probably through Scientology.
The first step is to convert her to Scientology. Yeah.
How do we know that?
So, you know who he's also converting is Jeff Conway from Greece.
Really?
That was a big story in the tabloids this week. Yep.
I did not see that. I don't remember him.
He's addicted to painkillers. He was in celebrity rehab with Dr. Drew.
Really? Mm-hmm. But this is a big induction into Scientology. I told you, you knew that I went through all the induction classes and stuff to find out what Scientology was all about when I first went to...
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I mean, just as a curiosity,
yep.
Not that you wanted,
yeah,
to become a
Scientologist.
Yeah,
no, I wasn't interested, but I met somebody, this would have been, this is 20 years ago or so, and I met someone who interested me in this. This is not somebody I was romantically interested in, somebody who intellectually stimulated me, and I was very stimulated by what Scientology presented, because they make it very... It's sexy. It's like you couldn't believe. You're listening to these people who are trying to convert or make conversions, you just can't imagine how you would be able to live if you didn't become a Scientologist. And they're convinced. They're so convinced of it. And it may be. I think that it has made life better for many people who have gone down that path. For whatever the reason, it's come into crosshairs with the news media, and therefore has a credibility problem. Maybe they've created that on their own. Maybe they are scurrilous, scandalous, whatever. You see people who follow the teachings of Scientology, and the ones we know about are very successful. Now, is that because of Scientology? Tom Cruise says it is. Or is it because they were good and they just happened to become Scientologists? Which is what sort of I asked Kirstie Alley once. She didn't want to talk about religion. It's kind of weird that it's called a religion, because you think of religions as being Catholic, Protestant, Jewish, Muslim, etc. However, as I have said many times, if you have anything in your life that makes you a better person, then that's the thing. If that chair makes you a better person, if that
right,
light
absolutely.
Makes you a better person, whatever it is that you think has brought you around to being better,
and that helps you get by,
then, by all means, help yourself. That does not include drugs. However, speaking of drugs, Charlie Sheen has announced that he is going to revamp his Violent Torpedo of Truth tour, renaming it cleverly An Evening with Charlie Sheen. And he's starting off in Australia first week of June. He's going to be down there for 2 weeks, hit six or seven cities, then he's going to Europe and Asia. As for the leg here in our country, wrapped up, a couple of nights ago in Toronto, it wasn't in this country, but in this hemisphere, he said, "I feel so relieved to be done with it. I think the tour was overbooked, and it went too long. It wasn't a question of my fatigue, but I had to keep digging a bit deeper each night in the new cities to remind myself we have to get something new for them." What do you think, Jennifer? You buying it?
He made a lot of money off of it, but I don't think it was a good idea to begin with.
Well,
I don't know.
And I didn't hear anything from anybody that I know, a couple of people that went to.
Oh, you got to see the show.
Terrible.
Yeah, everybody was disappointed.
So self-absorbed was he. But you know what? Still gets a lot of attention.
Yeah.
God bless him. Does it make him a better person? Back to what we were talking about a few minutes ago. Can he find the good side in that situation? Can we find the good side?
Better person? Maybe it kept him out of trouble a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Winning. Speaking of winning, at 17 before the hour, it's time for you to be pain-free. Go to drkenshow.com now for your free sample of Salonpus. The Salonpus pad. That's what
Salonpus?
It is. Salonpus? Salonpus.
Salonpus.
Paws. Yeah. It's like dogs, right? P-A-W-S.
I don't know.
S-A-L-O-N-P-A-S. That's the important thing. You beat the pain without a prescription by putting this patch on wherever the pain is. No grease, no mess, no fuss. Dr. Ken says he is recommending it in his practice because it's approved for sale in the same rigorous way. The testing was done in the rigorous way that's required for any prescription pain medication, which means it's safe, long-lasting, and oh-so-effective. So go over to drkenshow.com, order a free sample of Salonpus today. How's that? If you're looking for relief right now, go to your local Walgreens and pick up a five-count box. All right? For the free sample, drkenshow.com. You need to go right now for pain relief. Go to Walgreens and pick up a box, and you'll see that what we're saying is correctamundo.
Americans are trying to consume less added sugar. Now people who are watching their sugar can have their cake and eat it too. I'm Risa Jill Miller. New Pillsbury sugar-free baking products allow people who are concerned about their sugar intake to indulge their sweet tooth and enjoy the fresh baked desserts they love. The new Pillsbury sugar-free line of cake mixes, brownie mixes, and frostings includes longtime favorites like Moist Supreme Deviled Food Cake Mix and Moist Supreme Classic Yellow Cake Mix, Decadent and Rich Chocolate Fudge Brownie Mix and Milk Chocolate Brownie Mix, and Creamy Supreme Chocolate Fudge and Vanilla Frostings. These new products are now available in supermarket baking aisles across the country. Visit PillsburyBaking.com for information, tips, and recipes, including sugar-free mini whoopie pies, raspberry nut brownies, and banana caramel cake. That's PillsburyBaking.com. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends Metafast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend Metafast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The Metafast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetafastKen.com. That's MetafastKen.com. Or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details. MetafastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
And the poll today at DougStephan.com, how did you wish your mom a happy Mother's Day? A, mailed a card. B, gave her a call. C, sent her an e-card. D, posted a message on Facebook. E, when was Mother's Day?
Can you imagine?
Yeah. What did you do for Mother's Day, Roberta?
I went to Mohegan Sun in Connecticut, which is a big Indian casino complex, and I went to the Bon Jovi show.
Really? By yourself?
Why is it important?
No, with some friends. With some friends.
Why was it important for you to note that it was an Indian casino?
Well,
is there any other kind?
Sure, the ones in Vegas are privately owned.
And so are the ones in Vegas.
How?
Yeah.
You know, was
how?
It?
How?
How?
Actually, it was really good. It was really good. I had a great time. I really did.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
You
that's
know, I didn't want to stay home and think about how this was the first Mother's Day without my mom.
What'd your daughters do, though, for you?
Well, Elena is in New Orleans with Tom for Jazz Fest.
Ah.
And Victoria was actually doing a whole weekend worth of shows. I mean, I went to two out of the five. I couldn't go through all five.
Right. Enough.
Crazy.
Enough is enough. Here she is, my daughter.
So she was busy, too. So I figured, well, what the heck?
The poll over the weekend. What was the first thing your mom used to say to you that you found yourself saying to your children?
Wear clean underwear.
38% said, because I said so.
Oh, that's a good one.
21% said, if everybody else jumped off a cliff, would you do it too?
My mom said, hey, bring me another martini.
13% said, don't play with your food, eat it. 19% said, just wait till your father comes home.
Uh-oh.
And 9% said, you put on clean underwear? Yeah, that's a good one. I like
there
that.
You go.
All of those things. All right. The other person who's sort of in the highlight box today, Roberta, is your Senator Chuck Schumer, who over the weekend decided that he would make it his business to try to fall down into that same hole that everybody else does. He's pretty good at the fear and schmear stuff. So his idea is to make sure that we set up Homeland Security at every rail station, every bus station, every commuter train track is going to have inspectors and inspection before you. Can you imagine a million people going on the commuter rail rides? And you're like, this guy, he opens his mouth up like this and he'll get defeated, which wouldn't be a bad thing because he's kind of a jerkleburger. But he wants to have the no ride list, like we have a no fly list, and make sure everybody is checked before they get on the commuter train or the passenger train on the Amtrak lines. Cool, huh?
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd
I
be
think
great.
We should just walk around in a bubble, don't you think?
Right. Bring the bubble with us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 51 after on Good Day.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and obtaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Bright Side Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available with a 25-year shelf life. A full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
Osama has been dead more than a week now, but we're still talking about his death and the incredible mission that led to it. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. It was a week ago yesterday that President Obama told us of the operation that took out Osama bin Laden. Last night, CBS's 60 Minutes aired an interview done last week with President Obama. Many topics came up. First, the president confirming again he has no plans to authorize the release of photos of a dead bin Laden. The president also said he saw the first evidence that bin Laden was in Pakistan last August, but even as the raid began, there wasn't total certainty that bin Laden would be in that compound.
At the end of the day, this was still a 55-45 situation. I mean, we could not say definitively that bin Laden was there.
President Obama also talked about the day of the operation, saying it was a very tense situation in the Situation Room, and that no one at the White House was sure bin Laden had been killed until the Navy SEALs team was back aboard their helicopter and headed out. Meanwhile, on CBS's Face the Nation yesterday, former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld talked about the controversial torture technique known as waterboarding, saying it worked, as it led to information that helped locate Osama bin Laden.
The take from those three people that were waterboarded constituted a major fraction of all our knowledge about al-Qaeda.
There are others who don't agree with that. And on CNN's GPS program, former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice offered praise for President Obama and the decisions he had to make in the bin Laden mission.
What President Obama has done, indeed, it was a brave decision.
Rice was Secretary of State for President George W. Bush, who, she says, deserves credit as well for starting the hunt for bin Laden after the attacks of 9/11. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Where are you going?
To kill the weeds.
Whoa, don't kill the grass too, like you did last time.
Hey, wise men make mistakes. They just don't make them twice.
What's different this time?
This time, I've got Ortho Weed Begone Max. It kills weeds down to the root. But unlike other products, it doesn't kill the grass.
Ooh, so impressive.
Well, I've done it the wrong way, so I figured I might as well try it the right way.
I'm all for that.
Kill the weeds, not the grass. Get Ortho Weed Begone Max and defend what's yours.
I need mechanics I trust to keep my car up and running, and the Sears Auto Center's got them. They have ASE-certified technicians, so my car always gets expert maintenance from mechanics I can count on.
Through May 14th, save $60 on BF Goodrich tires with the purchase of four. Special financing available. Plus, go to SearsAuto.com to get other great offers, including a coupon for a conventional Valvoline oil change for only $21.99 with no shop fees. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's a new week on Wall Street. Stocks coming off a positive day last Friday. The Dow up 55 points, closing the week at 12,639. S&P up 5. NASDAQ with a 13-point gain. Anxious moments in the air. Two airliners full of passengers forced to make emergency landings yesterday. A Delta flight out of Detroit to San Diego had to land in Albuquerque, New Mexico, when a flight attendant found a threatening note in a restroom. The note reportedly contained the word bomb. Passengers were questioned, and the flight was allowed to go on its way. Later in the day, a Continental flight from Houston to Chicago was forced to land in St. Louis when a passenger allegedly tried to open up a cabin door. The man was arrested after the plane landed, and Continental says there was no indication there was any terrorist threat. Business at the box office this past weekend.
Hi.
Hi.
Just taking a little blood.
How dare you attack the son of Odin?
I need some help.
Oh, you don't take blood from Thor. That's not going to work out. Thor scoring big with $66 million in his debut, number one in theaters this past weekend. And in the In Case You Missed It department, Saturday's Run for the Roses. The 137th running of the Kentucky Derby, your winner at 20-1 odds, Animal Kingdom. The winning jockey, John Velasquez, was originally going to ride one of the favorites, Uncle Mo, but Mo was scratched because of a stomach problem, and Velasquez wound up replacing another jockey who was injured who was supposed to ride Animal Kingdom. I hope you're following this. What did Velasquez have to say about all this?
Look at the way I end up, you know. I guess when it's meant to be for you, it's meant to be for you no matter what.
And something else from Saturday. You know the next presidential election has to be getting closer when you see a debate skit on NBC Saturday Night Live. In this case, it was called the Republican Undeclared Candidates Debate, featuring, among others, Tina Fey as Sarah Palin and Daryl Hammond as Donald Trump.
Well, first, I want to acknowledge that this week we finally vanquished one of the world's great villains, and I, for one, am thrilled to say good riddance to Katie Couric.
Donald Trump, go.
We finally killed Osama bin Laden. Osama, boom, you're fired.
Great stuff, and we're just getting started. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Neil from Richmond writes, if you're traveling at the speed of light and you turn your headlights on, what happens?
Well, Neil, let me answer your question with a question. If you're traveling at the speed of Geico.com, which is quite close to the speed of light, and you pay your bill online, what happens? You could save time. Lots of time.
So there you have it, Neil. Keep those headlights on and that policy updated.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.